My guest today here on Classical WMUK is Matthew Whitaker, a jazz pianist who is the next in the Gilmore Piano Festival's Rising Stars series to appear. The concert is Sunday at 4 o'clock on the campus of Western Michigan University in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Matthew, thank you very much for getting on the line to preview this concert with me.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
The big news for you recently is the release of a new album called Connections. It came out just last month. Is that right?
Yes.
And it's your third album.
Yes, it is. I'm really excited about it.
What was the kind of idea behind the third project here? I mean, what you've already put out two solo albums. What was kind of the impetus behind this one?
Yeah, this one really focused on the connections I have with other artists and their connections with me. And we were able to record everything back in March. And Derek Hodge also produced the album as well. So everything was really cool. And I'm really excited about how everything turned out.
Earlier today, I was talking with another musician who had basically created a full album at home in their studio during the pandemic. Now, in this case, were you able to, you know, be in the same room and play together that way?
Yeah, the studio that we went to was in New York, called Seared Sound, and everything really happened in person.
Wow.
We had all the musicians come.
You mentioned Derek Hodge, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Who is this producer who is given a lot of credit on your album, Derek Hodge?
Derek Hodge, he is an amazing producer. He's worked with a lot of people, including Robert Glasper and many others. So I was really excited for him to work on the project with me. And I met him 3 years ago when I was at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
So you've known him for a few years. Do you like his ideas?
Yes. Yes, him and I really, you know, like connected very, very quickly. You know, like when he has an idea, you know, we try it out. Or when I have an idea, you know, we experimented. And a lot of things, you know, just happened.
In the process of recording the album, did you go to the control room a lot and listen back and kind of contribute that way? Or did you leave that in his hands?
Yes, we did go into the control room a lot. I remember working with him and also Chris Allen and the rest of the team. We would listen back to everything and made some edits as we go along, and there was a lot more editing like after everything was recorded as well. So we mixed from our homes. So Chris was able to send me files, and he was able to give feedback.
It has 16 tracks, and it might be a cliche, but the phrase "something for everybody" came to mind when I was going through this. There's something for trad fans, fusion fans, newbies, and old timers, and of course a lot of wonderful guest voices coming in interacting. So it really could be a great starter album for someone who doesn't know jazz well, and also a great present for someone who just loves all styles and. It's not just a piano album, or an organ.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all these sounds coming together here.
Yeah, I like how you described it, you know, it could also be viewed as an album for those who really don't know me, because, you know, this album is really, you know, telling you, okay, this is me, and these are my connections with these people.
Thank you. Some include big names like John Batiste. Regina Carter stood out to me because she has a local connection here in a way. This university has a school for music therapy that goes back a long ways and kind of pioneered the idea of music therapy and working with clients who have trouble communicating or just can be more themselves with the help of playing music. And Ms. Carter, I believe, came to get a degree in music therapy because she is interested in how music has a way of healing. Do you sense that in her personality?
Yeah, I definitely sense that, you know, and I also agree with that, you know, music really, you know, can make you feel different ways, you know, depending, you know, on the song and all that. But yeah, you know, I feel like music, you know, is also very healing as well.
In the track, you're both just very present. It sounds like you've played together a long time, but I have no idea if that's true or not.
Her and I also met at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and she invited me to her show that she did, and I came up towards the end of the show, and we played together. And ever since then, you know, I've always wanted to work with her in the studio, so, and that was when, you know, we thought, hey, why not get her on the album?
Yeah. Well, it's a standout track for me, but like I said, there's 16 different tracks, and they really run the gamut, so I have a feeling you'll find people coming up to you saying very different things about which is their favorite in Connections. You can find it anywhere online now. It's been released worldwide, and of course you can find it at your website, Matthew Whitaker. Let's talk about the concert that you're preparing for Sunday. Mm-hmm. One of the things the Gilmore Piano Festival does is, you know, highlight the name of the artist. It's like Matthew Whitaker is coming, but you've got three other players who are going to be huge contributors to this concert. So let's acknowledge your combo here. Would you tell our listeners who you're bringing with you?
Yeah, of course. So we have Marcus Robinson on guitar. We have Kareem Hutton on bass and Isaiah Johnson on drums. And I'm really excited about the show. We're going to be doing songs off of the album, and it's going to be a mix of jazz, gospel, R&B, Latin, you know, all that. Ooh. You know, so I'm really excited.
Are these folks from the New York jazz scene?
Yes, they're from New York, and how we got together was at the end of 2018. Our great friend, Nat Townsley, he introduced me to these three guys, and we've been playing together since the end of December 2018, and everything has been really good, and like I said, you know, I'm really excited.
So we're seeing you plus Marcus Robinson, Isaiah Johnson, and Kareem Hutton on Sunday at 4 o'clock, taking the stage, like I said, at 4, which is kind of nice, Matthew, because you could go out and have a nice dinner afterward.
Right, exactly. That's a good time, yeah.
And I hope you do. Touring is an essential part of being a musician, being a live musician, especially an acoustic musician who plays piano, organ, in some ways a necessity. Right now in your career as a 20-year-old, more and more presenters are coming your way and saying, could we put you on our series? Could we, you know, we want to bring you here.
And I really appreciate that because, you know, it allows me, you know, to share my gift and share the gift that God has given me, you know, with others. and hope to inspire other people.
I like traveling too. The chance to, you know, have surprising experiences, interact with other people. But I also love my home. Mm-hmm. I love being in my familiar place. What is your home? What is your familiar place?
I live in Hackensack, New Jersey. I was born and raised. Mm-hmm. I have my basement with all my instruments and stuff down there. And you know, I'm always down there doing music. And yeah, I love it.
What do you like about traveling?
Really just experiencing the different cultures, you know, especially when you go overseas, you know. But also, again, just, you know, inspiring other people musically.
Do you look forward to any other non-musical experiences? Are you interested in studying any subjects or investigating any other disciplines?
Well, I'm really big into technology as well, you know, besides music. But I also don't let my disability stop me, so I like doing other activities like skiing and rock climbing.
Oh, my goodness. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I didn't mention it before, but you are using sound, touch, smell, and taste to navigate this world. We could talk now about the piano itself. The instrument is a wondrous instrument. You can do so many things with it. It's also wonderful to feel. It even smells good, I think. Acoustic pianos. Are you a picky piano person? I mean, if you realize something's wrong with an instrument, do you want it fixed right away?
Depends on, you know, like how serious it is, really, honestly. But one thing, I guess, that is a bit annoying is when something is, like, not tuned super well, you know, then that gets me a bit, you know.
Your sense of pitch is really, really good. You have perfect pitch.
But also, like anything mechanical, you know, I always, you know, try to be careful with all that stuff because, you know, the last thing you need is for things not work properly, so.
Yeah. What does a good piano feel like to you? Just good tone, good touch?
Yeah, like I would say, like, for me, like as far as tone, I guess, like, on the warmer side, but still has the ability to, you know, get bigger, you know, when I'm laying into it. And then also, like, the touch, you know, I really like, how do I describe it? Like, not too heavy, you know?
Wow. In terms of the set, you're going to play one long set, no breaks. And are you going to call the tunes in the moment, or do you have something of a structure for Sunday's concert?
Yeah, we have a set list, and usually, like, for all of my shows, I do a set list with my dad, and, you know, we fine-tune it, and we send it off to the guys, and, we just go through in order. Like, there have been times when we, you know, change something like mid-show, you know, depending on like how we're doing on time. If we have to stretch a song, or if we have to, you know, take out a song, or skip one song, go to the end, or something like that. So there's been moments like that, but you know, it's always fun. You know, it's really cool.
You've said that you've missed feeling the audience. And playing for an audience, playing for people, and you'll get that on Sunday. How do you sense audience response when you can't see the faces smiling?
For me personally, you know, I like you said, you know, I love playing in front of audiences, and you know, just to hear the, you know, to hear the reactions from them, that's what gets me.
Yeah. You're playing?
In a great way. Huh?
Even while you're playing a tune and you can hear, like, gasps and, you know, woo.
Yeah, exactly. because, you know, like, that really tells me, okay, you know, they like what I do because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you're doing music or you're doing something that you love in front of an audience, and they're able to react to it.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Matthew, and getting us really excited and prepared for Sunday's concert. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for interviewing me.